The rumours are flying thick and heavy about what might or might not happen in the next 48 hours. Ryan Heath, political editor for Politico Europe, is going to help us sort through some of these. Good afternoon, Ryan.
Good afternoon.
One such rumour, which has been denied already by the Brexit Secretary, is that Theresa May is heading back to Brussels tomorrow for last-minute talks. Is that possible now?
Well, it's entirely possible that she makes the journey, but it's impossible for the withdrawal agreement to be negotiated. That's been very clear for a long time. You could potentially see some warm words added into that future relationship political declaration. It was once 5 pages. It's now something like 22 pages. So, of course, you could add something in there, but it's not going to change the fundamentals of what would happen on the 30th of March. And I think that needs to be made clear to anyone who thinks that this is suddenly going to change.
The next rumour is that the vote will be delayed, that it won't take place at all on Tuesday. What are you hearing about that?
Well, that could be a survival tactic for May, because it looks like she is headed for a large defeat. But we haven't heard anything to suggest that she is going to pull back. And if she does, she's really delaying the inevitable, because she has until the 21st of January to come up with a majority here. And I think this has been going on for a very long time. So if she buys herself another week, I don't really know what's going to change. There hasn't ever really been a majority for this deal. Maybe she has a less humiliating defeat, but she's not really going to change the fundamentals. So she needs to really go ahead with this so that people can see where it all stands.
And I think that's it. Why do you think the government is proceeding with a vote that everybody seems to think will be defeated? What is the end game? Is it to establish the extent of the opposition and then move on with some kind of plan B?
That's what we're hearing. And also, there is an element of project fear here. I think that the opposition will reduce the closer the vote gets. There are people who might want to save May because they don't want to destabilise the Tory government. There are people who look the economic damage in the face and say, I can't do this to my constituents. So that sort of thing can all change the numbers. What it's probably not going to do is change the result, at least first time round. And she has to go through that first vote so that maybe she can get a second vote that does succeed a little bit later on.
Amber Rudd also mentioning the possibility of a Norway Plus style agreement with the EU. Can you tell us a bit about what is a Norway Plus style agreement and could it fly?
It's many things. First and foremost, it's going to be very difficult for that to fly because it means accepting the free movement of people. So in basic terms, a Norway Plus deal means staying inside the EU single market. And then, of course, if you're going to do that on a permanent basis, you have to accept the free movement of people, which was, as we all know, the biggest concern for many of the people voting to leave the EU because they wanted to, quote, take back control. And you're not doing that if you have a Norway Plus style Brexit.
And could a second referendum be on the table later this week after the vote?
I think yes. I mean, for me, it's always been clear that either Theresa May has to go, the government has to go, or another vote has to happen. I don't really know how you square the circle to achieve some kind of result. Of course, you could always just tumble out with no deal and have that sort of mess. There doesn't look like there is a majority of public opinion support for another vote, however. So if the government went through with that, it's more to escape the fact that they can't build a parliamentary majority for anything and to try and buy themselves some more time as a government. You know, basically hit it over to the other side of the court and say the people have to decide again. But again, if you do that, it's still going to be a very line ball decision and you're still going to have a divided country, whatever the actual result of a second referendum will be.
And just briefly, Ryan, Theresa May keeping her own plans after the vote very close to her chest. How much control would she have in the case of a defeat over whether she goes or stays, do you think?
I think very little control. It does seem to be disintegrating more than it has at any other point in the Brexit process. And even if she tried to stay on after a defeat, MPs might simply say, no, you don't have another chance. We're just getting rid of you. If she tries to delay the vote, they might also say that. So okay. I think that Wednesday is really the big day of reckoning.
Okay, Ryan Heath, political editor for Politico Europe. Thank you very much for joining us.